This month, we've seen the launch of the annual Art Path exhibition along the Lansing River Trail. One featured installation is an unexpected take on what public art can be. WKAR's Sophia Salaby has more.
It is true there is much to despair. Still, I remember a time when we would chant love at the drop of a dawn, almost daily dare to hope for paths open to equity. I woke this morning and pulled up again the list of living things moved off the endangered species list this year. There, on the last line, a bird native to Michigan, warbling back from near extinction.
And in the news, you're listening to Nancy DeJoy read her poem, Notes on Coming Off the Endangered Species List. DeJoy is one of the Lansing Art Gallery and Education Center's 2021 Art Path artists. She calls herself an installation poet.
I have shows and galleries and museums, and I do public art like we're doing today on the sidewalk. I publish very little on traditional paper.
DeJoy and her team have etched her poem into the concrete of the sidewalk on a part of the Lansing River Trail just south of the I-496 bridge. When you look at the piece, you'll also see a line drawing of a bird, the Michigan or Kirtland's warbler. It's what inspired DeJoy to write the poem after it came off the endangered species list in 2019. But she says the piece is also about our current political climate.
On January 20th, when President Biden signed in his first executive orders, it struck me that so many of us were coming off the endangered species list the way that so many animal and plant species were.
DeJoy says some people might not think of poetry as a visual art.
And when they think about public art, they think about paintings and sculptures and murals.
But the way a poem looks can be as important as how it sounds.
Poets have always worried about what the lines look like on the page, right? So you don't see many straight, you know, top to bottom with no indentations or the poem in a shape of something.
As DeJoy reads her poem, she gives emphasis to a list of things that have changed for her as an American when President Joe Biden came into office.
Delisting discrimination, defunding the border wall, reclaiming health care, reinstating marriage equity, rescuing dreamers from the brink, rolling immigration back to inclusion.
That emphasis is reflected in the engraving of the poem. Each item of that list has been indented to sit in the center of the piece, drawing focus. DeJoy says she's grateful to be able to share her medium of art.
I have been working to get poetry included in public art movements for a long time. This was kind of a breakthrough.
Find DeJoy's installation, Notes on Coming Off the Endangered Species List by a park bench on the trail just south of the I-496 bridge. For WKAR News, I'm Sophia Salaby.